Teen, March 2020. Team Sport! Welcome to Team Radio. I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Let's start the show.
First, sport. Do you know who the Rugby World Champions are, Ben?
Don't remind me. South Africa. England lost in the final. I still haven't got over that.
I've got a story that might change your mind. Have you heard of the South African captain, Siya Kolisi?
Yes, he's a great player. Why?
He's also got a great story. We sent our team reporter Janine to Zvidi in South Africa, where Siya was born.
Here's what she found out about South Africa's rugby captain and national hero.
I'm in the town of Zwide, near Port Elizabeth in South Africa. When I say town, I mean a township. This is the poor part of a city, and where, under the old system of apartheid, people of colour were sent to live.
Can you describe the housing?
I can see lots of shacks. These are small houses made of old containers. There's a water pump, but when Siya grew up here, there was no running water or electricity.
What else can you see?
There are stray dogs running around and kids playing with no shoes on. In the 1990s, Siya was one of these children, playing in the dirt and living in one of those houses. Siya had no bedroom or bed. He used to sleep on a cushion on the floor in the living room. He used to be a very skinny boy, nothing like the big beast of a man he is today, because often he used to be hungry and often had only bread and jam to eat.
What do we know about his parents?
Siya was born in 1991 and his parents were young when they had him. They were just teenagers. So his grandmother, who used to clean kitchens for a living, took care of him. She died when he was 16, and his mother had already passed away by then too.
How did he deal with that?
Siya distracted himself. He discovered rugby, and he started to play at the local rugby club. But Siya had no money to buy any of the kit and used to feel tired because he hadn't eaten anything.
So how did Sia's life change?
When he was 12, Siya got a chance. He was spotted playing rugby by scouts, and he was given a place at a traditional school in Port Elizabeth. But that didn't mean his life was easy, though. You see, Siya hadn't learnt English and only spoke a few words, so he used to find lessons really difficult. Even in rugby, he was at a disadvantage. He was competing with children who had eaten 3 meals a day. But Siya had a secret weapon. Determination.
Which teams did Siya play for?
He played for the teams Western Province and Stormers, and then, in 2018, became captain of the Springboks, the South African national team. At the Rugby World Cup final in October last year, South Africa were the underdogs against England. But Siya stayed determined, and they won.
What does it mean to the people of Zwide?
It means everything. That Sunday in October, more than 3,000 people came to watch the final on a big screen in the township. They never stopped shouting Sia's name until he lifted that trophy. Siya became the first black man to captain the South African team. Siya has not only made Zwide famous, but also changed it forever. Now, people are prouder than ever to come from here, and its little rugby club is more popular than ever. full of kids who dream of following in his footsteps. Who knows? Maybe one of them might lift the World Championship trophy one day too.
That was Janine from Zvidi in South Africa.
Wow, that's an amazing story. You're right. I do feel better about losing in the final now. Let's hope Sia can inspire other kids from disadvantaged backgrounds.